This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The Oto, Missouri, and Comanche Nations disagree with the Oklahoma Supreme Court, which ruled their recent compacts with the state are invalid under Oklahoma law. In statements Tuesday, the tribe said the compacts are legal under federal law and maintain their tribal sovereignty. The tribe signed compacts with Governor Kevin Stitt in April, which included sports betting and house-banked cards illegal in Oklahoma. The compacts were approved on the federal level in June. Comanche Nation Chairman William Nelson Sr. in a statement said the tribe will continue to operate gaming under the terms of the compact outside of offering games not authorized by the state. Oto, Missouri Chairman John Shotton also said in a statement the tribe will continue to operate under terms of the compact and refrain from those games. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter applauded the court ruling. In a statement, Hunter said the governor lacks authority to enter into and bind the state to compacts with tribes that authorize gaming activity prohibited by the state. The Tulsa World reports a similar gaming compact case is pending in the state's high court and a federal lawsuit involving some other tribes. Tribes are suing the governor over their gaming compacts, which they say automatically renewed at the beginning of the year, but the governor disagrees and is seeking higher fees. The compacts have soured relationships between gaming tribes in the state. While tribes negotiating compacts maintain their sovereignty, other tribes want a united stance. The issue led to the Oto, Missouri, and Comanche Nation membership suspended in May from the Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association. The U.S. Census and tribal partners are working to keep momentum going among American Indian and Alaska Native people to complete the 2020 Census questionnaire. Chairman of the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians in North Dakota, Jamie Azure, says the tribe was undercounted 10 years ago and is encouraging Native people to be counted in the 2020 census, which he says will help the tribe move forward, including in areas of economic development and providing services for tribal citizens.
Getting that information out to our membership of not only being counted, but the importance of being counted. A lot of it stems back to even historical trauma with distrust with the state governments and distrust with the federal governments. That's why we really, really focus on the data. That's how we move forward. Education, data, how we rise as a nation.
The tribe hosted a recent drive-up census event where vehicles pulled through and were given information and prizes. COVID-19 has hindered in-person census activity in recent months. Door-to-door workers will be going to households which have not responded to the census. The workers will be following federal COVID-19 public health guidelines, which include social distancing and wearing masks. A handful of tribes in the Denver region will not have workers visiting homes due to COVID-19 community lockdowns. Door-to-door census takers are expected to visit households through October 31st when the census collection ends. Dr. Jill Biden joined the Democratic National Committee Native Caucus Tuesday to discuss Native American issues and how her husband, Joe Biden, would address them if elected president of the United States. During a call with the caucus, Jill Biden campaigned for her husband, saying he believes in tribal sovereignty and stands with Indian country.
We will work hard to earn your trust, and we will always stand with Indian country. And I hope that you will believe in us as well.
Joe Biden's campaign promises to Indian country include improving healthcare, education, addressing violence against women, and examining climate change. Also on the call were Senator Tina Smith, Representative Sharice Davids, and members of the Native community who talked about the importance of the Native vote and putting tribal issues before the federal government and Congress. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Internet Society. Tribes have until August 3rd to apply for a license to help bring the Internet to their communities. More info available by calling Mark at 1-800-311-2166 or visit internetsociety.org/tribal.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.